Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Three Market Signals Mean Founders Should Start Now. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's something that might surprise you. 73% of successful startups began during economic uncertainty or personal chaos. Most founders wait for the perfect moment to launch their business, but that perfect moment is a myth that keeps great ideas locked in notebooks forever. Let's talk about the first signal, market timing myths. The truth is, ideal market conditions rarely exist. Competitors emerge during both booms and recessions. Think about this. Airbnb, Uber, and WhatsApp all launched during the 2008-2009 recession when everyone said it was the worst time to start a business. Economic downturns often create the biggest opportunities because customer problems don't wait for perfect timing. People still needed rides, places to stay, and ways to communicate, regardless of what Wall Street was doing. The second signal is about personal readiness versus perfect readiness. You'll never have enough money, experience, or connections if you're waiting for enough. These resources grow as you build. Ready enough beats perfectly ready every time because the skills you need most can only be learned while doing, not while planning in your garage. Consider Sarah Blakely's story. She cut the feet off pantyhose with $5,000 in savings and zero business experience. She launched Spanx in 2000 during the dot-com crash when everyone said retail was dead. She became the world's youngest self-made female billionaire, not because of perfect timing, but because she solved a real problem that women faced every day. This brings us to the third signal, asking the right question. Instead of asking, is now the right time, ask, is this problem worth solving? Market timing matters far less than problem-solution fit and your commitment to push through obstacles. The market rewards solutions, not perfect timing. Here's your actionable takeaway. Write down one customer problem you could solve today with your existing skills and resources. Then, talk to five potential customers this week about that problem. Their responses will tell you everything you need to know about timing. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.